So, if you have never been to the 5 o'clock Christmas Eve service here at Emmanuel, you have missed quite a celebration. There are lots and lots of children here at that time, and they are all very, very wiggly and excited because finally it's going to be Christmas. After what seems to them at least like months and months of waiting, the big day has almost arrived. And the excitement in the air is a tangible and somewhat noisy thing. So, instead of a regular sermon, we put all that energy to good use by bringing all the children right down here in the front, where they participate in acting out the gospel story. They get to flap their wings like angels, make lots of noise, and just generally have a good time. The highlight of this event is when Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus make the scene, and different little kids bring them forward and take them to the creche. But since there are many more children than there are characters for the scene, and we don't want anybody to be left out, the children are invited to bring a small stuffed animal, and then they act as shepherds, and they bring their animal forward and leave it with baby Jesus. It's very crazy. But it's a lot of fun. And since their kids take their animals home with them, this rather imaginative and colorful scene just gives you a small idea of what took place earlier this evening. And as much as I'd like to take credit for coming up with that whole way to do the sermon, I have to admit that part of it comes from a church that I served in Illinois. However, there was one big difference in that instead of using stuffed animals, cute, unbreakable, stuffed animals, we had a set of plaster, breakable sheep. You know where this is going. So, the children would form a line, and the clergy and the lambs would form a line, and we only had like 5 sheep. So, a child would put the sheep down, and we'd pass it behind our backs and get it back to the front of the line. And so, these same 5 sheep were put down on the scene, and the kids never figured it out, right? Because they're so excited that they just put their sheep down and scurry back to their seat. So it all worked out pretty well until the year that I dropped one of the sheep. And you can imagine my horror as I felt this fragile little sheep slip from my grasp. And you can envision my stunned dismay as the sheep hit the ground, the body stayed still, but the little head rolled across the floor. There are probably still children in therapy, but, you know, all I could do was scoop it up as fast as I could and hide that poor sheep in the pulpit where no one else could see it. And fortunately, the rest of that service was uneventful, and afterwards, some very handy person took that poor little sheep and glued him back together. So really, he looked almost as good as new. You couldn't even tell he'd been broken unless you looked really closely at his neck and you could see this thin line that showed where the break used to be. And you know, as awful as that was, and really as funny as it was, it actually all turns out to be a wonderful illustration of what Christmas is really about. For just as that sheep was made whole by the administration of some well-placed glue, so too are we made whole through the grace and love of God. Of course, it sometimes seems that Christmas is about anything but that, for quite often the sacredness of the season has been co-opted by the secular and commercial versions of Christmas, which sells piles and piles of material things, not only as the point of the holiday, but also as the sure path to happiness. We are told that just the right present, or the perfect meal, or a great party will all work together to give us an ideal Christmas. And all those things are enjoyable parts of the holiday season. If we expect to find true fulfillment in them, well, we're going to be disappointed. For just like that sheep in my story, in some way, we probably have all been mishandled or dropped or broken. We have all been hurt or disappointed by the people or events in our lives. With health problems or relationship issues or challenges at work or any of the difficulties we face, our spiritual and emotional selves are crisscrossed by any number of cracks or chips or fault lines. And rather than ignore them or avoid them or pretend that everything's okay, it's time instead to realize that it's our brokenness that is our gift to the Christ child. Because in our brokenness, we are vulnerable. And our vulnerability is what fully opens us to God's love. After all, the divine did not become human in order for us to be perfect. And there is no heavenly expectation that we will get it all right on this or on any other night. Instead, the divine became human to make us whole, to complete us in a way that material things, manufactured perfection, or even human relationships cannot. For Jesus was born because God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Jesus was born as the embodiment of God's pure and unfailing love for humanity. So what we celebrate this night is love, the deep, merciful, and unconditional love of God. It's a love that is meant to strengthen us, to sustain us, and to heal us. And it is offered to every single person in the world. And God's love is one that will weave itself in and around and through our lives. It'll fill in those empty spaces and fill up the cracks and the crevices. It's a love that will complete us. It is a love that is meant to make us whole. So before you leave tonight, look closely at this imperfect manger scene up here and know that in its all unexpected and unusual imperfection, it is the sign of perfect love. And imagine yourself there, right in the middle of all that craziness, offering your own gloriously imperfect self to God. For on this most holy night, a baby is born, and angels sing in celebration of God's love of humankind. On this holy night, in this sacred space, we know that the divine love has been born on earth, and our hearts sing in joyful reply. So on this most holy night, may our souls be lifted up, be blessed, and be healed by the love that was born on Christmas Day, a love that is with us always on this night and forevermore. Amen.